that can mean we've got a dog in the studio today. It's Pep Talk right here on News Radio 92.3. I've got Mary
McClellan.
McClellan. I didn't want to say it. And then Griffin.
We have Griffin.
Yes. What breed is he?
That's a good question. He's like a terrier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A terrier mix.
Gotcha.
Yeah. He's a sweet boy.
Oh, I know. Yeah. He's just chill and everything. I love that.
Yeah. I did bring my daughter with me to handle him, to be his handler. But, you know, he likes to do his own thing. So he's running around. Oh, there's a wire. Okay, that's great. We're going to be off the air in a minute.
It's okay. Oh, there he goes. I can fix it. No worries.
Oh, that's good. So Griffin came to us, December 5th. And we have partnerships with the other shelters in town and in the area. So he came from the Santa Rosa Animal Shelter.
Okay.
And had some issues going on, and so we did an extensive abdominal surgery on him a couple weeks ago. As you can see, he's pretty skinny, which is why he has on his sloth sweater.
Oh, it's so cute.
He is adorable and just the cutest little face. And he's actually online now. He's ready to be adopted.
He's ready?
So, yeah. Wow. I'm going to keep him with me. I'm going to foster him until he's adopted, but he is so sweet.
He's just laying there and just being petted and loves that.
He loves attention.
What a great personality.
Yeah. But he had that surgery and, you know, we didn't think he was going to wake up.
Wow.
But he did. And you can see he's thriving.
Yes, so, for sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love stories like that. But anyway, we did empty the shelter initiative for the holiday weekend.
Right.
And most of our dogs were gone into foster homes. So Griffin was there.
Good.
And I'm like, oh, I got to take him.
Yes, for sure.
And now I'm not going to take him back until he's adopted. And it's not me, just so you know. I'm not going to be the one adopting him.
Okay.
But he is cute.
Yes. Yeah. So cute. Do you know approximately how old he is?
He's three.
Three. Gotcha.
And they can tell the age by their teeth.
So I never knew that.
They can tell by their teeth which teeth are in place, and then the plaque.
Okay.
You know, they look at plaque buildup and gum recession and stuff like that. So
interesting.
I'm not in the shelter welfare, the animal welfare.
Right.
Part, but that's
but
what I
But they can
know.
Tell all that information. That's great.
Yeah,
that's
so it's kind of easy to see how old they are.
Now, does he get along good with others? Like another dog?
Griffin? Yeah. Oh, you know, we do play groups at the shelter. And I don't know if he's been in any play groups because he's been recovering from surgery.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So I don't know, but I would imagine he's a very, you know, well-behaved, likable dog.
Yeah.
And he really loves people.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And he is very food motivated. So.
Well, of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Aren't we all? But anyway, so we did the empty the shelter, and I think that went pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
We just have a lot going on there.
That's right. And if people want more information about Griffin, where do they go?
They would go to our website, PensacolaHumane.org, O-R-G, and go to, on the front page, you just scroll down a little bit, and you'll see the dogs and cats, and you'll click that button, and it'll show you which ones we have available.
Okay,
and Griffin
awesome.
Is on there. So,
awesome. Yeah. So if I were just, I wanted to adopt Griffin, what are the steps that we go through to adopt him?
Well, I'll just let you take him home today.
Well, that's why I was asking, does he get along? Because I have an English bulldog.
Oh, he would
and
get
she's
along.
A,
yeah.
She's just, she's, yeah, she's
so,
awesome.
So what we would do, the first thing you would do is go to our website, click on Griffin's profile, and submit an application for Griffin.
Okay.
And so you put all your information in there. And if you have another dog in the home, we just ask that you come up with your dog and do a meet and greet.
Okay.
Just to make sure, you know, that they're not going to kill each other.
Right. No, yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah. So that's what we do.
Okay.
And, you know, we check a few things to make sure, you know, it's all good. And then he's yours.
Boom. Just like that.
Yeah.
Wow. That's an easy process.
Yeah. We have what's also called foster to adopt.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a dog that you want to adopt, but he's not always looking at me. Sorry. No. I can't look at him.
That face is adorable.
It's so cute.
It's so adorable.
But anyway, if there's a he's getting a better look. Yeah.
Just a cutie. Oh my goodness, the gray color him is just awesome.
Yeah. His hair is gonna grow back and he's gonna fatten up. So he's gonna be just ready to go. He's ready to go now.
He's just so chill. I love it. She's just holding him and he's like, yeah, okay, I'm here. Yeah. What's up, fellas?
Look at that.
Oh my goodness.
But anyway, foster to adopt is kind of, well, I was going to say it's what I'm doing now, but I'm not. So foster to adopt is where you have a dog you want to adopt, mm-hmm. but that dog still has some vaccines they still need, or they still need to be spayed or neutered, or they are recovering from a medical issue, but you're going to adopt them.
Right.
So what you'll do is you'll fill out a foster application online.
Okay.
You take the dog to your house. We give you everything you need, from, you know, a dog bed to mm-hmm. food, all of that, toys. And then once he's had everything, you have to bring him in, of course,
right.
you know, for the stuff that's left.
Yeah.
Once he's had everything, then he's yours.
Oh.
You know, we do have a $99 right. adoption fee.
Right.
When you think about it, they're fully vaccinated. They've been tested
you pay
for everything.
That much just for the vaccines.
Right, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Wow.
So
great deal.
Yeah, he is neutered. He was neutered on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So he's ready to go.
Aww.
He's just still on a few medications. So
yeah but still, that's awesome.
I know.
So cute.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. I think my fiance would die over him. She'd be like, let's go now.
That sounds like me, but not. I don't know. Yeah, he's a sweetheart.
Aww.
So that's how awesome. You would do that. And but you can also just foster, you know,
right.
just like what I'm doing right now, just fostering and waiting for someone to just the right person
the
to
right,
send
yeah.
in the application and do the meet and greet if they have other mm-hmm. animals. And yeah, so
that's awesome.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Well, let's take a quick break right here on News Radio 92.3.
Before you hire any personal injury or insurance attorney based on an advertisement, ask some questions. Will you be the attorney personally handling my case? Do you have the resources and experience to take my case to trial if necessary? At Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes in Pensacola, Florida, we want you to know whether you're considering us or anyone else. You need to cut through endless attorney ads with critical questions. Our website is free and does not even require any contact information to learn the questions you should ask any attorney before you hire. TWWLawFirm.com.
Contact Taylor, Warren, Widener, Hancock, and Barnes today at 850-438-4899, 850-438-4899, or check them out online at TWWLawFirm.com. That's TWWLawFirm.com for Taylor, Warren, Widener, Hancock, and Barnes, attorney counselors at law. Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's. Just for sleep. Really great sleep. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show. So you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Who let the dogs out?
I heard you singing over there. I heard singing somewhere.
It wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
It was her.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. We've got the Pensacola Humane Society.
Humane Society, yep.
Yeah, here in the studio, yep. Miss Mary
yep.
and Griffin. I'm so yep. cute. Yep. Oh, my goodness.
It's a baby
so
doll.
Tell me some of the events you have coming up at the Humane Society there.
Okay. We have Furball coming up, everybody's favorite. Mm-hmm. We've been doing Furball for a long time.
Tell me more about it.
Furball is like a gala type event. But we have special little features about it.
Right.
So one of the main features is that we have the Bow Wow 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 table. And
okay, explain that one to me.
We're
it's
changing
a lot of wow,
the
wow,
name.
Wow.
Yes, okay. We're changing the name to Bow Wow Meow table. And it's basically a table that sits in the front of the stage, right mm-hmm. in front of the stage. We'll have Brent Lane doing the
emceeing
again yeah. this year. He's done it every year. Everybody bids on this table. It has a stack, a tower of gifts on each place setting.
Right.
And there's a table of 10. And so people in the Furball that are at their other tables bid on it. And whoever wins,
right.
and it goes for a lot. So whoever wins gets to move from their table to the Bow Wow table.
Oh.
It's something that people compete. They're ready. They're ready for it.
No, it's competitive.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
So that event is on March 21st, and we are currently doing sponsorships, and we'll be selling individual tickets once we have our most of our sponsorships in place.
Right.
And I will be putting a link on our website to get on the list for, you know, being contacted when individual ticket sales go.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So that's a fun event. The event is being our honorary host couple is Michael and Tara Dollister.
Mm-hmm.
And they are our, you know, honorary hosts for the evening. And we have some major sponsors already. One of them is the Perry Foundation.
Right.
They actually won the Bow Wow table last year. so that was pretty nice.
Right.
Then we have the I can't remember the name that they're going to use this year, but it's a group of ladies from Pensacola Humane Society. They volunteer and they're big supporters.
Right.
And they get together and sponsor at the event. And they're a big sponsor this
year. You know, speaking of volunteers, what if I wanted to come up there and volunteer for you? What do I do?
Well, again, you go to the website,
right.
PensacolaHumane.org. And there's a drop down that says how to help.
Okay.
You go there and then click volunteers, fill out an application, and then we will, you know, select what kind of things you're good at.
Right. So what kind of volunteer positions do you have?
Anything from washing dogs,
mm-hmm.
walking dogs, help cleaning out kennels. We do a pet food pantry twice a month on the second and fourth Wednesdays.
Okay.
And they help us prepare for that, bagging up dog food. We need stuff done around the property, like landscaping mm-hmm. and cleaning up Bud's backyard, which is where we do our meet and greets.
Oh,
and stuff
okay.
like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's a lot of stuff helping us at community events when we're out in the community.
Mm-hmm.
There, yeah. So that's the kind of stuff we need.
That's awesome. Yeah. So it all starts at your website.
Yes, it does.
All starts
Most
there.
Of it. And if you sign up to, if you follow our webpage, our Facebook page, we keep it pretty current. And,
okay.
You know, you'll see what we're doing.
Gotcha.
There. One thing that is going on right now is the City of Pensacola, we have a partnership with them, and it's a puppy parking pass, and it's called a cuteness citation. And basically,
citation normally means ticket.
It does normally, yes.
Normally. So
but,
explain that to me.
So for people who are, you know, not repeat offenders too much, or when they go look them up or whatever, and they're going to get a minor ticket, they'll randomly do a cuteness citation on the dashboard. So when you come, you see this piece of paper and you're like, oh my God,
man.
I got a ticket. Well,
right.
no. And then it's like, surprise, it's cuteness citation.
Oh, that's awesome.
And instead
I like that.
And so we have our QR code on it.
Right.
And so they're like, instead of, you know, paying a ticket, you've been offered the opportunity to donate to
That's
Pensacola
great.
Humane Society.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's such a great idea.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing with them. And And we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. What other events do y'all have coming up?
So, for the most part, we will be, you know, we've had a lot going on in the fall. We always have adoption outreach where we bring our dogs and cats sometimes into community events where we will, you know, have them there for adoption. I'm sure you've seen them.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. And it's, oh, it's so tempting. You have no idea. My fiance is like, can we? or we're just going to do it, aren't we? And I'm like, well, yeah, okay.
Sure.
That's, sure, honey.
And that means yes, just so you know.
I'm figuring that out. I'm figuring it out.
So we do that. We're going to be at Potty Gras. Wolfgang Potty Gras. Yeah, right. And that's in February. And, you know, so we're always out and about doing stuff. They can always contact us. Anybody who wants to hold an adoption event can contact us and we'll coordinate it. Tiffany is our VP of programs and she'll coordinate it with them. And we'll show up with a van with some dogs. And there he is. He's right under your chair.
cutie.
One thing that I just have launched is Double the Donation. And that is a program where if you have an employer who does matching donations, we can do outreach to them and ask them to double the donation you just made to us. So it's a really great way to double your impact. We'll also be offering payroll deductions where you can, you know, put a part of your do a donation from your paycheck, every paycheck.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that way you don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah. People can ask for a donation box if they want to collect donations at their church, their school, their civic organization, things like that. So there's lots of ways to help.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. What a great cause. What a great, you know, because I love animals. I guess my weakness are animals, you know.
Well, I will tell you this. I'm not going to tell you the exact number yet because it's not the end of the year. But we have this year, since 2019, I guess, we have exceeded the highest number of adoptions.
Really?
So we're pretty excited. We're not done yet.
Right.
But as soon as the end of the year rolls around, we'll be making a big announcement about
it. Oh, yeah. So. I need to know about that one. Yeah. That's great. Well, and that's amazing that the community steps up.
Yes.
You know, they step up, they adopt the pets, take them home, make them theirs, you know?
I love seeing it. Yes. I love seeing them come in. I love seeing them walk out, you know, with a new friend. And it's just so great.
That is.
Yeah.
So you'll have dogs and cats?
That's all. Yeah.
That's
dogs
it?
And cats.
Gotcha.
Yep. Yep. And we're usually pretty full. So, you know, it's a huge need.
Yeah, it is.
And they find that out when they call Escambia or Santa Rosa. We're all at capacity most of the time. So it's, you know, it's hard. But we like to get them out, you know?
Well, yeah.
Get them
out. That way, yeah.
It's just a stopping point.
Right. You know. It's just a brief vacation, you know, before they go to their forever home.
That's right.
Love
that's
that.
That's right. Yeah.
PensacolaHumane.org.
Yep. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. You start there, get tons of information on that website. And of course, you could see Griffin over there. He's so cute. He came over to me and I was just like, oh, he's so loving. My goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. What a loving such a loving boy.
Yeah, I love him. He's so sweet.
So is there anything else going on that you'd like to talk about?
There's always stuff going on.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying.
So right now I'm working on end of the year giving.
Okay.
So if you're trying to make a gift by the end of the year that's a nonprofit that you want to, you know, use as a deduction on your taxes, we just have to have it online by the December 31st, 11:59, or postmarked by December 31st, 2025.
Get that in, right.
Yeah, so we're doing that. You also have the ability to do legacy giving, which is offering a percentage or a set amount from your estate. So we do set that up.
I didn't realize that was available.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they do that. They call me, and I help walk them through that. And basically just donate items. You know, if you want to, we just had a church come, Jubilee Church came last week, and they dropped off 22 dog pens. Wow. And we can use them in foster care, you know, and, right. and at our events and stuff. And then there's a local club for the Buffalo Bills.
It's oh, a fan I'm club. Sorry. I'm a Dolphins fan.
I'm sorry about
it's
that.
It's okay. Yeah, I know, right.
They do, yeah. They do a every season they mm-hmm. choose a charity, and this year it's Manna and Us. So.
Oh, that's awesome. That is really awesome. Yeah. Now, what are real quickly, what are some of your needs, your greatest need right now for people to, you know, donate to you?
We are always in need of bleach.
Bleach.
I know this sounds crazy. Yeah, we're in need of bleach, Dawn dishwashing detergent, a scent-free laundry detergent.
Okay.
And, you know, blankets mm-hmm. and towels. Hmm. We can't really take comforters or pillows, things like that, because
oh, okay.
they eat it, you know, they open oh, that, it and eat the stuffing.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right.
So, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. What about food? Are y'all in need of food
of
for
course.
The?
Of course. How did
yeah,
I leave that
I'm
off?
Lying because I know my English bulldog eats and she likes it.
Yeah, yeah. yes, we do need food, and we use it for our animals. We use the I can't remember the brand. I'm probably not shouldn't say it anymore.
But it's on your website.
Yes,
though.
It is, and okay. we have an Amazon wish list on there too.
Oh, so. That's even better. Yeah. Oh my goodness! Yes. Wow, boy, so. Y'all are thinking about everything.
You have to.
You have to.
You have
you're
a bunch
right.
of adorable little animals in your custody. Oh, I know. You gotta take care of them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
PensacolaHumane.org. That's the website for you. Thank you so much for coming
thank
in.
You.
And thank you for bringing Griff.
Thank
so
you.
Cute.
Thanks
so
for
cute.
Having us.
All right. Have a good one. Okay.